Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose three titles every month, one audiobook plus two Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, or on the go, and on any device. We'll always pick right back up where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. You can get titles from your favorite iHeart talent, such as Chelsea Handler, Danny Shapiro, Charlamagne the God, and Bobby Bones on Audible. Start listening now with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/iHeart or text iHeart to 500-500.
My next two guests are a true power couple in the entertainment business. He is a two-time NAACP Image Award-winning comedic actor and touring stand-up comic, and his wife. Can I get a drum roll for his wife? I need a drum roll. There you go. That's enough. Is a Grammy Award winner, three-time NAACP Image Award winner, BET Award winner, Billboard Music Award winner, Stella Gospel Music Award winner, and GMA Dove Award-winning singer, actress, songwriter, producer, and businesswoman. Her award-winning album, Best Days, debuted at number one on multiple Billboard music sales charts and included the number one platinum certified single, Take Me to the King. Tamela, that's her name, set a historic personal and industry record as the first gospel lead artist in Billboard gospel radio chart history to score three consecutive number ones from an album. This string of hits included Take Me to the King, I Can Only Imagine, and This Place. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation this dynamic duo known as David and Tamela Mann.
Hello.
Good morning. Well, boy, that was a wonderful introduction this morning.
You know what I'm saying, Tamela? I got to give you love. You know, David over there, you know, I give his little couple of credits out there. I got to let everybody know who Tamela is, you know.
Well, thank you so much.
Hey, David, how thank you doing? You. How you doing, David? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, we are excellent. It is always good to be with you, Dave.
Yes. I appreciate it. I'll tell you something. Just continue.
You've always showed us love.
Well, you're fantastic, and you guys have always been there for me. When Steve and I was doing the Neighborhood Awards, anytime we called to do anything, you guys have been there rescuing with a strong faith and commitment, and you value your fans, and that's what I really liked about your career and what you've done. And I've known you guys, you know, a long time now, over 20 years.
Yeah.
And so, and you guys have been consistent, and I've seen you grown. But one of the things I wanted to talk about, and, you know, not jokingly, only I can jokingly talk about David and Tamela's career, because both of them have phenomenal careers as singers and actors. And David, he decided one day he going to do stand-up. That's how talented he is. He just going to decide on his reality show, I'm going to do stand-up.
Right.
You know, I'll try anything.
But no. But then he's going to go on tour, though.
Hey, if you're going to do it, do it.
And not afraid to do
it. Gotta make it do when you got a lot of kids and grandkids.
But here's the thing about what I want to talk about on the show, because I always talk, my show is about entrepreneurship, Tamela and David. And, you know, in this business, You come in based on your talent, okay? And God have given both of you two individuals a tremendous amount of talent. But I see over the years, you're starting to control your own destiny, okay? And if you can talk to us a little bit about that, and when did it really make you realize that, you know, that you can actually book yourself, you can actually create your own music production company. When did all that start to fall in place?
We kind of started back in, I think we did our first album in 2004, right there, somewhere in there. And it's because we seen how the labels were treating artists. And it was like, you know, I know how to do music. I know that Tamla has one of those golden voices.
Right.
So it was just like, let's do our own deal. At first, now, I'm going to tell you, Rashad, at first, Tam was like, I ain't having that. She was like, I'm not going to do no solo album by myself and go out there by herself. But I just believed in so much in what we had. I just said, let's put the music together and put it out there. And if it's good, people will buy it. People will, you know, will love it. So we just decided to create our own. And I just believe in ownership. And, you know, seeing you guys like you who started to control their own narrative in this business.
Right.
And not allow people to tell you that you can do this, you can't do that. And that, you know, having good examples like that helped as well.
Well, you know, it's important. And thank you for that compliment, because I always tell people, there was no blueprint. And guess what? Was I afraid? Was Steve Harvey afraid? Yeah, because unknown makes you afraid. But you have to walk past it unknown. What'd you say, Tamla?
Yes. I was just about to say you have to do it afraid.
And that's what you guys did. And that's what I've just seen that develop over the years with this. And I look at the month of November, and you guys, that's a Thanksgiving month for the Mann family in the month of November. You have two big projects coming out in November. You have the Us Against the World, Secrets to Our Marriage, Love, Marriage, and Family, which will be a book available November 13th. That'll be on HarperCollins, correct?
Yes.
That's the one I want to get a copy of so I can give it to my fans. And then your first, then the album drops, Us Against the World, the Love Project drops November 9th. First, let's talk about the album, because last time you was on my show early in the year, we talked about that. Now it's October, November's next month. It's about to happen. Any hiccups? Is it where you want it to be? Is everything timing out like you want it to happen?
What's happened is it's a lot. So we put so much at one time where the body can't keep up with the work. But, I mean, I've really enjoyed it to be in the studio with David again after over 15 years.
Right.
Because it's like I've been pulling teeth with him to sing with me on my record, and he was like, every time it's time for him to do his studio session, he finds something to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you, hold up. Now, I would be, you know, David can sing. We all, David and I know I would joke around about his singing. He can sing now. But you know, Tamla, you can sing.
And that's why it was so difficult for me to go into that.
Oh, come on, son. I thought you were going to be on my
show. It's very intimidating to sing with Tamla Mann.
It's not for you.
It's not for you because it's you. But the team that we put together, the writing team that my son David Jr. put together for this whole project, they tailor-made the songs and the lyrics, everything, just for me, so it made it comfortable.
Right.
They made it very comfortable for us to go in and do the music, so that's what made it easy for me. Because at first, I was shaking in my boots. That first
you have to
hours,
be. You have to be. I've seen her acapella. I've seen her acapella. Okay, bring down the house, 20,000 people. Just throw her a mic on the front row. She get up like you know. No, she don't even do the me. Oh, she don't even do the scales. She don't do nothing, David. She'll do this, everybody. This is our challenge. You go, Steve Harvey, just give her the mic, right? Just sing. She don't like, it's too late at night. Oh, it's too early. She don't do that. She just starts singing.
Nope.
Just singing. So I understand you being intimidated after all those credits I just read. And you know, you got a lot more credit, but you know. Billboard.
Thank God. But the album is good love music.
Love music. Hold on. Gospel? Is this gospel or is this a?
No.
Oh, okay.
Project.
Hold on. We're gonna be right back with more Money Make Conversation. Cause see, this conversation turned different here. All that many years of marriage and all the kids and everything. Money Making Conversation. Gonna be right back with David and Tamla Mann. Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. I'm back. They're on the air with me, my favorite couple in Hollywood. They're a dynamic duo. They've taken a career as an individual talented people, and turn it into a marketing enterprise. They travel around this country, travel around the world, not only entertaining, but blessing people with their God-given talents. That's David and Tamela Mann. Now, David and Tamela Mann, this album, now, I'm just going to tell you, I immediately thought it would be a gospel-based album. So educate Rashawn McDonald and my fans on what this album is all about.
This album is all about love, grown folk love music.
Right.
I think if it's one thing that we need is grown folk love, people that are married and love, mm-hmm. it's good grown folk love music. Not this stuff. I mean, everybody do their thing. Not this stuff, let me slap it, pop it, and all of that. But we need some music that speaks about genuine love between a couple.
Right.
That's somebody that genuinely love each other. So Tamela and I went in the studio and did an album of straight love music.
Right. And so this
kind
album
of makes you think about when you go back in the day, the love music, Secret Lover, that
Ooh.
Type of vibe.
Ooh.
So we got some stuff like that, and we're just talking about each other, talk about some of the situations that we've dealt with. We're celebrating 30 years of marriage. So we put this album together with the book to have like a combo.
Right.
Where you can kind of hear us talk about our stories and about our family and in our marriage,
mm-hmm.
and also the love that we have for each other.
Now,
that's what we got.
The album comes out November 9th, okay? It's Us Against the World, the love, that's the love project. It drops November 9th. And then that's the album, and the book comes out November 13th. November 13th. And that's being released by HarperCollins, right? By HarperCollins. And you're in Atlanta.
By HarperCollins.
HarperCollins, and October 26th, you'll be a Coca-Cola Roxy. I got everything, man. Y'all know y'all with Rashawn. You know I know how to market. Come on now.
Exactly.
Well, I'm so glad.
You know, you really, when you ain't around somebody so long, you kind of forget their skill set. You know what I'm saying? You with Rashawn.
You forget what they really do.
Yes. You know what? All I need to do is give me that single, and I'm going to start playing that sucker on a high level. But the thing I wanted to make sure that this is what I want to get out for sure, because, you know, when you brand it in a lane of success, like for instance, gospel, such a great, legendary gospel album you put out, then I actually naturally thought this would be a gospel-based album. So what are you going to do to get the word out that it's more of a secular album, correct?
Okay, so, you know, just let me kind of give you a little backstory.
Yes, sir.
Once we did the book.
Yes, sir.
We wrote the book, and the book is a journey 30 years in
yes,
the
sir.
Making. You
right.
know, this celebrates our 30 years with the book. And so as we wrote the book and start digging into the stories of the book, we were like, man, this needs to be a soundtrack.
Right.
It needs to be a soundtrack to go with the book. And so we put together this team, and we sit down with the team for hours and poured out our heart, our stories, the good, the bad, the ugly stories,
mm-hmm.
and said, we need you guys to come up with something that captures our heart and our voice.
Right.
And that's what we came up with, the Love Project.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes you on a journey from some of the songs like Still Do that, you know, reiterates my love for you after 30 years. Mm. I Still Do.
Mm.
Good Love just simply talks about communicating between a husband and wife. You know, there's another song called Making Up, and it simply talks about that, making up. It's just don't let the sun go down. So it still captures our base as Christians,
mm-hmm.
but it's wrapped in these beats and these funks that, you know, people can relate to. And before you know it, you're getting a subliminal message like it's not worth giving up us.
Still do.
So
still do. Good Love, Making Up.
Making Up. You. We have one called You. Signs. Well, you can tell when your woman throwing them signs. You know, they give us little secret signs when they want.
I'm going to tell you something, Dave. You're so funny. It got to be like a little comedic spin when you guys are live, right? When you're performing live out there, it got to be entertaining from a standpoint of emotional, from just a brilliantly talented couple on stage. But I know your comedic skills pop out, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Of course. Even you know, with the tour that's coming to Atlanta at the Roxy, at the Coca-Cola Roxy, we're actually performing some of these songs.
Right.
So you'll get to hear these songs. We're incorporating a love portion, mm-hmm. as well as David doing his comedy. our kids are a part of it, our son and our daughter. Then I'm still doing my gospel, of course, because Jesus is our foundation.
Thank you.
So it's not we're not leaving our faith. We're just encouraging families. The idea for this record is to encourage couples to stay together, not to give up on each other. That's what it's all about. It's not about trying to cross over, per se. We're just trying to encourage everybody that we can do it, that we can make it.
Okay, here's the deal, everybody. The Us Against the World Tour, the Mann Family, will be in Atlanta, Georgia, October 26th at the Coca-Cola Roxy. That's a brand new theater that's right next to the Atlanta Braves baseball stadium. I mean, it's a stone's throw, right? I walk by it every day. It's an amazing facility. And I see their picture on the big screen every day. I remember I told my staff, I went, okay, do you know the man that comes to town? They go, how you know? Because I see him every day. I see him every day.
Well, that means they're not seeing the sign. You got to see the sign.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, I get there early. Understand me. I'm the guy who writes the checks. So the guy who writes the checks get there early. So I get there when it's still night, even though it's morning. So, you know, my employees start work at 8. They're not going to get there at 7:30. They're going to get there at 8. Okay, I get to work at 6 o'clock. So at 6 o'clock, it's still dark outside. So when I'm walking by, I get the real experience of seeing David and Tamela Mann blinking at night in the dark. So y'all take all my attention because I got a long walk and I got to see that picture and I'm proud, you know, because I know how hard you guys have worked to be exposed like this at that level. Because I'm going to just tell you something. It's a lot of names on that. They have a whole calendar in October and every one of those dates are filled with some act. I'm just telling everybody what's going on with David and Tamela Mann. They are important enough to say we're going to put them on this big screen. And that's the talent you got. That's why you got to go see this show. You got to go see this show because they're very special. Tell us exactly how the show starts, what's all happening in the show, and how it ends. Can you, David or Tamela, can you tell me how that works?
Shabake, you want to say
it starts with the whole family on stage, and we do this big number, called Us Against the World. It's the title song to the album. It's called Us Against the World. So the whole family does the Us Against the World song. And then David comes out, David Jr. comes out and has this big, huge party. We were in rehearsal last night, and I just heard his DJ set. Y'all, this boy is rocking the place, partying. He's having the place going. Then my daughter Tia is doing a tribute. I don't know if I want to give away her tribute.
No, don't give it away.
I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it anyway.
Good.
He's doing this really good tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Wow.
To the queen. And it's a really heartfelt tribute that she's doing. And then I come out and do stand-up. Then Tamela comes out after intermission and just takes us to church for a second. And we interrupt the whole show to encourage families, encourage couples with the love set. And then in the middle of that, I'm going to tell you what happened to me yesterday in rehearsal. From this love set. It had me crying. She looked up and she said, babe, you can't do that. Because if I look down and see you crying, I'm going to be done. she said, you can't be crying like that. I'm going to start crying. And then Pam just took us straight out to church. And we're in rehearsal. You had people that were working at the theater where we were rehearsing yesterday that were crying.
Right.
So it's that kind of movement. That's the whole show right there I just laid out to you.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know I'm going to be there. That's October 26th. Like I said, if I'm going to see you for almost 45 days, I'm going to have to hug you. And don't give Rashawn McDonald no ticket. Don't give me no ticket. I'm buying my ticket, okay? Because I support and I believe. I believe in the mans. I believe in the mans now. I believe in the mans.
Oh, that's so nice.
And let me just recap everything to everybody's listening. November 9th. The album drops, Us Against the World, The Love Project. November 13th, it's going to be from HarperCollins. It drops. I want some autographed copies because I can distribute it to my fan club and encourage them to buy the book. It's Us Against the World, Our Secrets to Love, Marriage, and Family will be available November 13th. But more importantly, October 26th, the Mann Family Tour will be in town. They just described it. Get your tickets now. Send me some banners so I can put them on social media. Dave and Tamela, thank you for getting on the show today. You know I respect you on Money Making Conversation. You support me. I got to support you, too.
Thank you for having us. We love you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, or on the go, and on any device. We'll always pick right back up where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. You can get titles from your favorite iHeart talent, such as Chelsea Handler, Danny Shapiro, Charlamagne the God, and Bobby Bones on Audible. Start listening now with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/iHeart or text iHeart to 500-500.